91Q at 22 minutes in front of 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Greater Hartford weather mostly sunny today and Wednesday. Both high to both days around 40 degrees. Clear and cold tonight. Overnight lows near 20 degrees. Right now it's 22 degrees out in Enfield. Hello, Enfield. 24 degrees downtown with Thelma Houston. Please don't leave me this way. Future gold. WRCQ, the Golden 91Q, 18 minutes away from 6 o'clock at the Dale Denver Show for a Tuesday morning. This is an Al Harris show, and I'm not Al Harris. If that doesn't keep you guessing, I don't know what will.
Una promesa eres tú, eres tú. Como una mañana de verano. Como una sonrisa eres tú, eres tú, así, así, eres tú. Toda mi esperanza eres tú, eres tú. Como lluvia fresca en mis manos. Thank you.
on cue. There was two or three people who wanted to hear that, so I said, what the heck. 15 minutes away from 6 o'clock, Secret Agent Man. This is Johnny Rivers now.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. You find a pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
I wonder if they took away my name and gave me a number, what number they'd give me. I have a suggestion. Maybe they could give me number one. It's getting late. Guess I'm being unreasonable at this hour. We got the Boogie Fever from the Bee Gees, the Boogie Child, brand new future goal with Greg Adams on an Al Harris show.
Hungry love, it's good enough to be. You can't touch a girl, you know she's mine.
91Q, that's the end of an Al Harris show, or almost the end of an Al Harris show. We've got Vance Saunders. He's going to be doing his thing in a few minutes. And then a few minutes plus three. A few minutes plus five, I guess. It's the Dale Denver show with none other than. I know this is against the rules, but good night, everybody.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control and I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a separate man.
Q. Total information news 5 minutes sooner. Good day. I'm Van Saunders reporting the Uganda crisis appears to be over. Unpredictable, Ugandan President Idi Amin announced this morning that he has rescinded his order forbidding the 240 Americans in Uganda to leave that country. The announcement was accompanied by a statement that Amin wants to improve relations with the United States. Relations became strained, you'll remember, last week when President Carter said Amin's actions regarding alleged dissidents in his country had disgusted the civilized world. The White House has not commented officially on today's announcement by Amin, but officially says it sounds pretty good. 91Q News Time, 5:56.
What's buzzing? Cousins, busy bakers making melt-in-your-mouth donuts and pastries to help you start the day the most pleasant possible way. Cousins bakes them great for breakfast, brunch, lunch, and afternoon snack time. Treat your family. Cousins has delicious cakes, breads, and rolls, crunchy cookies, and dunkable donuts, fresh every day. Have your special occasion cake made to order. Stop in at any of the 10 convenient Cousins bakeries in the greater Hartford, New Britain area. Consistently superior quality, freshness, and good taste. Cousins Bakery.
Greenwich teachers have called a meeting for today. And a union official is saying that a vote might be taken on whether they should go on strike. The Greenwich Education Association met yesterday and voted to hold another meeting this morning to decide what to do about their stalled contract talks with the Greenwich Board of Education. The two sides are only $30,000 apart as far as the size of the total salary package is concerned, but each side says that they've made their final offer and will not budge. It's off to court for leaders of the Waterbury Teachers Union today, and they could face jail or fines unless they agree to end their six-day strike. Mayor Edward Bergen, who has led official opposition to teachers' contract demands, says he regrets the possible penalties, but teachers themselves to blame. Bergen tells 91Q News the city is still willing to try and negotiate an end to the walkout, but not to the detriment of the taxpayers.
The city has been, and the majority of two boards have been present for the last 10 days for 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day, trying to work this one out, and we've moved our position our limits, and you know, at this point in time, we really cannot exceed what we have done.
Waterbury Mayor Edward Bergen. A strike has been averted at the new departure Hyatt Baring division of General Motors in Bristol. The United Auto Workers had threatened a strike at a minute past midnight this morning. However, apparently enough progress was made on a dispute over local issues to avert the walkout. Union officials and representatives of American Totalizator Company have temporarily patched up differences and averted a strike which threatened to cripple legalized gambling in Connecticut. Working against the clock, two sides agreed last night to extend to March 10th the current contract between AmTote and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. The contract was due to expire last midnight. The contract in dispute covers only AmTote employees at the Plainfield Dog Track, but employees of the state's off-track betting parlors were expected to walk off their jobs in sympathy. In addition to operating the state's OTB facilities and a telling system in New Haven, AmTote is scheduled to begin operating a new daily lottery game beginning March 16th. Energy was the topic when state businessmen met with Senator Abraham Ribicoff and newly appointed federal administrator John O'Leary yesterday in Hartford. Ribicoff is pushing President Carter's energy proposals in the Senate, and he's trying to sell them on the local level. Mary Hart reports.
There have been some rumors that there may be some foot dragging on the bill in the House chambers, but Ribicoff says the American people want action and won't stand for any more nonsense concerning energy.
The people of this country are sick and tired of nonsense. They're sick and tired of the lack of an energy program, an energy policy, and the time is long overdue for the United States of America to get down to business and start towards the solution of our energy problems.
Ribicoff says he hopes the bill on energy reorganization will be voted out of the Government Affairs Committee by April 20th. In Hartford, this is Mary Hart for 91Q News.
A bill to guarantee employment rights for homosexuals has been sent to the Connecticut House for its approval. Last year, the House defeated a similar measure. The sensitive issue of gay rights has once again become a hot issue in the state legislature, with clergymen, psychologists, lawmakers, and homosexuals providing contrasting views. After a day-long public hearing yesterday, the Legislative Human Rights and Opportunities Committee approved and sent to the House controversial proposal which would prevent an employer from discriminating against a person because of his sexual preference. Greater Hartford weather at 559, mostly sunny today and Wednesday, high temperatures both days around 40 degrees. Currently it's 22 in Avon, 25 downtown. 91Q's top story, Idi Amin changes his mind again and now says Americans are free to leave Uganda if they want to.
WRCQ, New Britain, Greater Hartford, 91Q.
One fine morning, girl, I'll wake up. Sleep from my eyes. Go outside and